Have you ever woken up and before even opening your eyes already felt that your mind is running faster than you? Thoughts arrive uninvited. What if everything goes wrong? What if I'm not enough? What if today I can't handle it all again? The curious thing is that the day hasn't even started and you already feel exhausted. It's no coincidence that you're watching this episode. A part of you is searching for calm, and that means you've already taken the first step in the right direction. There's nothing wrong with feeling fear or anxiety. It happens to all of us. Even Marcus Aurelius, the most powerful man of the ancient world, woke up with worries. But he discovered something that changed his way of living, that the mind can be trained before the day begins. And when you do that, fear loses its strength. Stoicism is not an old theory, but a modern practice for mastering the mind and regaining balance when everything feels out of control. That's why, in the next few minutes, I'll share 9 Stoic teachings with you, so simple that anyone can apply them, yet so deep that they can completely change the way you wake up every morning. Before we start, if this message resonates with you, subscribe to the channel and turn on notifications. Every new episode is designed to help you strengthen your mind and live with greater clarity. Also, I want you to write in the comments the phrase, "Today I choose to start my day calmly." Write it as a personal affirmation, as part of this community that trains its mind every day. And if while listening you think of someone who needs this message, share it. Sometimes a single teaching can change an entire morning. Thank you sincerely for being here, for supporting this project, and for allowing us to keep creating this kind of content. Now breathe, relax, and come with me, because what you're about to hear can transform the way you begin each day. 1. Breathe before you think. When you wake up, the first thing that usually appears is not light but mental noise. Before opening your eyes, you're already reviewing what you didn't do, what could go wrong, or everything you have to deal with. Without realizing it, you start your day running, as if life were chasing you. But the Stoics knew that control doesn't begin with action. It begins with breathing. Marcus Aurelius practiced something called prosoche, or mindful attention, a state in which you stop the impulse to react and simply observe. Modern science supports this idea. Deep breathing activates the part of the brain that calms the mind and reduces the fear response. In other words, serenity doesn't come after solving problems. It appears when you choose to breathe before facing them. Each morning, before your thoughts take over, pause and take 3 conscious breaths. Inhale, counting to 4. Exhale, counting to 6. Don't try to empty your mind. Just observe how the air enters and leaves. In that instant, you remind your brain that you are in charge, not fear. That pause can completely change the tone of your day because it teaches you to respond instead of react. And most importantly, it trains you to do the same when life becomes difficult. So tomorrow, when mental noise wakes up with you, don't chase it. Stay still, breathe, and observe. That space between breath and thought is where your freedom begins. How do you start your mornings? Do you breathe before thinking, or do you let your mind decide for you? Tell me in the comments. I want to read your answer. 2. Wait before touching your phone. As soon as you wake up, your first impulse, almost automatic, is to reach for your phone. You do it without thinking. You check messages, social media, emails, news, and in less than a minute you go from calm to pressure, from stillness to chaos. That simple gesture is like opening the door of your mind and letting the world enter without permission. The Stoics said that self-control is the foundation of freedom, and this is one of the simplest tests. Who decides how your day begins, you or the external noise? Marcus Aurelius didn't wake up looking at the empire, he looked at himself. He knew that if chaos enters before calm, you lose your center before even getting out of bed. Modern science confirms this. Looking at your phone during the first 10 minutes of the morning can raise cortisol, the stress hormone, by up to 30%. Your mind shifts from rest to full alert mode, and if you do that every day, your body gets used to living anxious. But if you choose to delay that gesture by just 5 minutes, something changes. Instead of opening your phone, open your eyes slowly. Feel your breath, your surroundings, your body. That brief moment without distractions brings you clarity. It's an act of respect toward yourself, a way of saying, first I listen to myself, then to the world. The Stoics called this autarkia, having enough inner power to not depend on external noise, and you can practice it every morning with something as simple as waiting. Calm isn't found in the world's silence, but in your ability not to be dragged by it. Tomorrow, when you feel the urge to unlock the screen, ask yourself, do I really need to see this now? Or can I gift myself 5 minutes with myself? Write it in the comments. What's the first thing you look at when you wake up? Your mind or your phone? 3. Write it down. Don't carry it. Each morning, the mind wakes up filled with scattered thoughts, to-dos, memories, fears, worries. It's as if you carried an invisible backpack that fills up before your feet even touch the floor. Few people realize that writing doesn't just organize ideas. It releases mental weight. Marcus Aurelius did it every day. His meditations weren't written to be published, but to clear his mind before ruling an empire. It was his way of emptying his head and observing what he felt without judgment. When you write, chaos becomes visible, manageable, less threatening. What's on paper stops being inside you. Today, psychology confirms this. Writing significantly reduces anxiety. Not because worry disappears, but because the brain stops repeating it like an alarm that never turns off. Once it's written down, your mind knows it's recorded and can rest. You don't need to fill pages or worry about spelling. Just jot down 3 things. What worries you? What you can do about it? What you'll accept without resistance? This daily practice turns mental noise into clarity. Over time, you'll realize that it wasn't fear that weighed so much. It was carrying it in silence. Do it tomorrow. Take a sheet, a notebook, or even your phone, and write the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't look for meaning. Just release it. Then close your eyes. Breathe. And feel the relief. What's written loses its power over you. As Seneca said, no wind is favorable for one who doesn't know to which port he is sailing. Writing helps you find that direction. Tell me in the comments, what do you do when your mind feels overloaded at dawn? Do you keep it inside, or do you let it out on paper? I want to know how you clear your mind each morning. 4. Ask yourself, what depends on me today? One of the main causes of fear and worry is that we try to control what has never been within our control. You wake up already thinking about what others might do, what could go wrong, or all the uncertain outcomes ahead. But that kind of thinking doesn't give you power. It takes it away. Epictetus taught this with disarming clarity. There are things that depend on us and things that do not. That simple distinction holds one of the most powerful keys to inner peace. An anxious mind wastes its energy trying to change the external world, while a wise mind focuses its strength on what it can actually do today. It's not about giving up, it's about directing your energy intelligently. Each morning before getting up, ask yourself, what depends on me today? The answer is usually short but meaningful. What depends on you are your attitude, your words, your decisions, and how you choose to act in the face of what happens. What doesn't depend on you are the weather, other people's reactions, or immediate results. And when you accept this, you don't become passive. You become free. The mind stops scattering into scenarios it can't control and focuses on what it can improve. That focus, however small it may seem, transforms your whole day, because anxiety comes from trying to dominate the uncontrollable, while peace comes from doing well what's already in your hands. So tomorrow, instead of thinking about everything that could go wrong, ask yourself, what can I do today with what I have and from where I am? That question turns worry into action, and action dissolves fear. Marcus Aurelius summed it up perfectly. Do what's in front of you with precision and serenity. Anxiety is overcome not by controlling the world, but by mastering your response to it. Tell me in the comments of what depends on you today. I want to read your answer. 5. Be grateful for what you already have. Fear and doubt feed on the constant feeling of lack, that inner voice whispering, "You haven't achieved enough yet. When you have more, then you'll be happy." But the Stoics knew that true calm doesn't appear when you accumulate more, but when you learn to value what's already in front of you. Marcus Aurelius expressed it with striking simplicity. "Don't waste time debating what a good man should be. Be one." The same applies to peace. Don't talk about it, practice it. And the first step in that practice is gratitude. Gratitude doesn't mean ignoring what's missing. It means recognizing everything that's already sustaining your life right now. When you do that, fear weakens because you stop focusing on what you don't have and start noticing what you already possess. Each morning before getting up, name 3 things you're grateful for. They don't have to be major achievements. It could be your breath, a roof over your head, the body that supports you, or simply the chance to start again. The Stoics practiced something called premeditatio malorum, imagining the things they could lose, not to become pessimistic, but to appreciate more deeply what they still had. And today, science confirms that daily gratitude rewires the brain, reducing anxiety and increasing well-being. When you're grateful, your mind stops chasing fear and anchors itself in the present, where nothing is missing. Do it tomorrow. Before checking your phone or thinking about your to-dos, close your eyes and say, "Thank you," silently. Feel the word. Repeat it 3 times and notice how your body changes. Gratitude and fear cannot coexist. As Seneca said, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." The more you're grateful, the less space you leave for worry. Now tell me, what 3 things are you grateful for today? Write them in the comments and start your day with that energy. 6. Visualize the day as if you've already lived it. Before the whirlwind of the day begins, take a moment to imagine how you want to face it. It's not about daydreaming or dwelling on possible failures. It's about preparing your mind for what's coming. Marcus Aurelius did this every morning. He wrote, "When you wake up, remember that today you will meet people who are intrusive, ungrateful, arrogant, or selfish." He didn't write this from negativity, but from realism. He understood that by anticipating difficulties, you stop being surprised by them. When you visualize your day, you don't eliminate problems, but you turn them into familiar ground. And what's familiar doesn't scare as much. The human mind reacts with fear to the unknown. That's why mentally preparing for your day reduces anxiety. You're training your brain to respond with calm instead of shock. You can do it in under a minute. Before getting up, close your eyes and picture your day. Imagine yourself acting with serenity when faced with obstacles, responding with patience, speaking clearly, solving problems without losing control. This simple exercise bridges Stoic wisdom and modern neuroscience. When you mentally rehearse calm, your brain recognizes it as a real experience and repeats that pattern in real life. Try it tomorrow. Imagine yourself living the day with a steady, tranquil mind, as if you've already gone through it and come out fine. That sense of preparedness replaces uncertainty. As Seneca said, "He who suffers before it is necessary suffers more than necessary." Imagine, accept, and flow. That's how you turn fear into preemptive strength. Now tell me, if you could picture your ideal day, how would you see yourself acting? Write it in the comments. I'd love to read how you visualize your best self each morning. 7. Declare your guiding phrase for the day. The words you repeat every day shape your mind. Every thought, every phrase you tell yourself, acts like an instruction your brain tries to follow. That's why the Stoics practiced what we'd now call rational affirmations, short statements that remind the mind who's in charge. Marcus Aurelius wrote his every day, not to motivate himself, but to focus his attention. Amid the noise of Rome, he repeated, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." It wasn't poetry, it was mental training. When you consciously choose what to tell yourself, you stop the negative monologue that feeds fear. Each morning before leaving your bed, say a guiding phrase that will accompany you throughout the day. It doesn't have to be perfect, just true for you. For example, today nothing external will disturb my peace. I will do the best I can with what I have. As you repeat it, your own voice becomes an anchor that centers your mind when emotions try to sway you. Science supports this. Speaking to yourself with firmness and compassion activates the same brain areas as when someone else comforts you. In other words, your brain doesn't distinguish whether the reassurance comes from another person or from you. That's its power. You learn to soothe yourself. Do it tomorrow with intention and presence. Say your phrase out loud and feel its weight. Write it down if you need to and carry it with you. Repeat it as if it's already part of who you are. The Stoics use these phrases as mental shields against the uncertainty of the world, and you can too. Turn your words into your first defense. As Epictetus reminded us, it's not what happens to us, but what we tell ourselves about what happens to us. Tell me, what would your guiding phrase be to start the day with calm and strength? Leave it in the comments. I want to read it and repeat it with you. 8. Take a small action that restores control. The mind needs clear signals that you are steering, not your thoughts. That's why the Stoics began their day with small acts of discipline that might seem trivial, but had a deep purpose: to train the character. Seneca said that the soul must get used to small challenges in order to endure greater ones. Today we'd call it micro-discipline. Simple gestures like making your bed, drinking a glass of water, or sitting in silence for 2 minutes before starting your routine. It's not the act itself, but the message it sends to your mind. I decide how my day begins. Neuroscience explains it simply. Every time you complete a task, no matter how small, your brain releases dopamine, the molecule linked to motivation. That initial boost creates a domino effect. When you make your bed, you're not just arranging sheets, you're building your first victory of the day. When you drink water before coffee, it's not just a habit, it's a declaration of self-care. When you avoid checking your phone first thing, you're not losing time, you're strengthening your self-control. Every small early action is a silent statement of power. Try it tomorrow. Choose one small, simple action and do it with full awareness. Don't aim for perfection, aim for intention. That moment marks the difference between starting in control or being swept by inertia. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, true victory is conquering yourself. And that battle is fought in the first minutes of the morning. Tell me in the comments, what will be the small action you'll start your day with tomorrow? 9. Remember your mortality without fear. It might sound harsh to start the day this way, but the Stoics considered this practice one of the most liberating. Memento mori. Remember that you will die. They didn't say it to sadden you, but to awaken gratitude. Remembering that life isn't infinite helps you stop wasting it on trivial things. Meaningless arguments, imaginary worries, plans that never start. Marcus Aurelius wrote this calmly, not with distress. Do not act as if you were going to live 10,000 years. Death is at your elbow. While you live, be good. He understood that each day could be his last, so he lived with clarity, without distractions. Those who remember their end don't fear the future. They live the present with purpose. When you accept that time is limited, something reorganizes inside you. What once caused anxiety feels lighter. What you postponed becomes urgent, and what scared you loses intensity. Modern psychology confirms that people who regularly practice this reflection develop greater resilience and less anxiety about the future. Because when you recognize that life is fragile, you start valuing the simple things. The voice of someone you love, a warm coffee, another sunrise. That awareness connects you to what truly matters, and there, fear turns into motivation. Practice it tomorrow as you open your eyes, without solemnity or drama, and repeat silently, "This day won't come back, I'll live it with intention." If something goes wrong, remember it. If something scares you, remember it. You're not here to live forever. You're here to live fully. As Seneca warned, while we wait to live, life passes. Don't delay any longer. Live, breathe, be grateful. Calm and courage are born in those who understand that each morning is an unrepeatable gift. Tell me in the comments, if today were your last day, what would you do differently? 10. End your morning with a conscious intention. Just as the day begins in the mind, it should also be organized there before it starts. The Stoics knew that without direction, the mind scatters and fear finds its way in. That's why, after breathing, reflecting, and preparing himself, Marcus Aurelius would write something very simple. Today I will act according to nature with serenity and justice. It wasn't a wish, it was an intention. By saying it, he told his mind, I already know who I want to be today. That's the step many forget. After breathing, writing, being grateful, and visualizing, you need to seal it with a conscious decision, choosing how you want to live the day, not just how you want it to turn out. Setting an intention isn't the same as setting a goal. Goals chase results. Intentions shape presence. A goal might be, I don't want to get stressed today. An intention would be, I will respond calmly, even if something irritates me. That difference changes everything. Neuroscience supports this too. Forming an intention activates the prefrontal cortex, the brain area responsible for self-control and decision-making. It's like programming your mind to stay aligned with what you value. So each morning, before starting, say one sentence that summarizes your purpose for the day. Today I will act with calm. Today I will protect my energy. Today I will do what depends on me and release what doesn't. Say it clearly, repeat it once more, and then begin. Do it tomorrow. Don't get up until you have a clear intention. That will be your compass when the day gets chaotic. A mind trained in intention doesn't get lost easily. As Epictetus advised, first say to yourself what you would be, then do what you have to do. That is the essence of Stoic practice. Not starting the day reacting to the world, but guiding it from within. Write in the comments what your intention will be for tomorrow. Leave it in your own words as a reminder for yourself and for those building their calm alongside you. You've made it this far. And that says a lot about you. Not everyone chooses to pause for a moment to learn how to calm the mind. Most people wake up running, worried, trapped in thoughts that lead nowhere. You chose something different, to understand, breathe, and train your mind before the day trains you. That's exactly what the Stoics practiced, and what now sets you apart. Each of these teachings, breathing, waiting before checking your phone, writing, being grateful, visualizing, acting, remembering your mortality, and setting an intention, are pieces of one idea. Freedom begins when you learn to govern yourself. Remember, you don't need to eliminate fear. You just need to stop obeying it. You can't control what happens out there, but you can control the tone with which you begin your day. When you do that, everything changes. The noise remains, but it no longer rules you. Difficulties still appear, but you face them with a new steadiness. That's the difference between living reactively and living by choice. And if you made it to the end, it's because a part of you already knows you're ready to choose calm, not as a temporary state, but as a daily practice. If this episode helped you, I'll ask for something simple yet powerful. Subscribe to the channel, leave a like, and comment the phrase, "Calm is my daily training." That will be your way to seal this commitment to yourself and to support this project, which can only keep growing thanks to you. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, someone living with a racing mind, full of fear or worry, share this episode with them. You never know the impact a simple message can have at the right moment. Thank you from the heart for being here, for your time and energy, and for continuing to walk with us on this path of strength and serenity. Now breathe. The day is just beginning, and this time it begins with you in charge.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.